I'm Alex Keefe. It's been dubbed Marry Out, Get Out, a controversial law that strips members of the Canadian Kahnawake Mohawks of their tribal rights if they marry a non-native. That means they aren't allowed to live on the tribe's reserve south of Montreal, and they can't vote in tribal elections. The law's been around for years, but it's now sparking heated controversy and harassment on the Mohawk Reserve there, and a possible showdown between the tribe and the Canadian federal government. Here to talk with us is Montreal Gazette reporter Christopher Curtis. He's been covering the story. Christopher, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
This marry out, get out law has been in place since 1981, but the policy has sparked a series of confrontations on the territory just this spring. What's making it bubble up right now?
It's a kind of a confrontation that sparks up every now and again. And what makes it complicated is that over time, the Mohawks have managed to whittle away at the non-native population in Kahnawake. They have no legal basis to do that. If they were to force somebody out, the federal document that governs all relationships between First Nations and Canada, it basically states that if they force anyone out, an outside court will overturn it because that's Ottawa's decision and not an individual tribe's.
The disputes on the South Shore Reserve there sound like they've gotten pretty nasty based on your stories that I've read. Tell us about the mood on the reserve and what law enforcement is doing about this.
When we start dealing with identity politics, it can get very nasty. And, you know, you've seen some protests. Some people have spray-painted hateful things outside of other people's homes. But there isn't, I don't think there's really the threat of physical violence. I think it's more of being ostracized. It's more of feeling like a stranger within your own community. In many cases, you're a Mohawk, so you leave the reserve, and, you know, there's some tension and there's some racism, you know, from white society that is very real. And then within your own community, you're sort of you're ostracized as well. So it's an overwhelming feeling of alienation to everyone. Law enforcement has stepped in to break up these protests. Council denounces these tactics, and they promise to try to get in the way of them in the future. But, you know, when people are upset, they're going to let their voices be heard.
Now, my understanding is that the Grand Chief of the Kahnawake Mohawks, Joe Norton, has said he plans to enforce this controversial membership law. Is that a break from the past? Was it not being enforced in the past on the reserve?
Norton drafted the law in 81. He's been out of office for a few years. He's back now. Previous chiefs had tried to enforce it. They sent eviction letters. And really, that's the only way that it can move forward is if someone leaves of their own volition.
And now there's sort of a showdown between the federal government and the tribe based on some of these enforcement promises that Chief Joe Norton has made. Help us understand that a little bit.
What Norton is doing is actually very clever. He's calling the government on its bluff. He's saying, well, you know, if you want to enforce this, enforce it. And the government is reluctant to initiate any sort of confrontation with the Mohawks in particular. We're coming up on the 25th anniversary of the Oka crisis, which saw the military besiege a Mohawk settlement north of Montreal, and it ended in the death of a police officer. So no government wants to be the government to start something like that again, and he knows that. And on the other hand, you know, the government, he can't force anyone out. So it looks like there's sort of a stalemate, and we have to sort of wait and see what happens.
I want to take a step back, Chris. I think a lot of people might hear about this marry out, get out law, and they think this is simply discrimination. For the natives who are defending this law, what is the argument to be made there?
It is a little more complicated than discrimination. It's uncomfortable because it rests on a definition of a person's indigenous identity. You know, these people who are in biracial marriages, they have kids, and some of these kids are raised in the Mohawk tradition and they're taught the language, but they're not technically Mohawks because they don't have the requirement as four Mohawk great-grandparents. There are only something like 30,000 Mohawks left on the planet. So if they start allowing non-natives to settle the very limited Mohawk territory, you know, they see this as a sort of slow process of erosion. And then one day, maybe there won't be a Mohawk language anymore. There will be no Mohawk people. I mean, as it is, only 2% of the Mohawk population are native Mohawk speakers.
Christopher Curtis is a reporter from the Montreal Gazette. He's been covering the controversy over a membership law on the Kahnawake Mohawk Reserve south of Montreal. Christopher, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Take care.